Big news out of the city of Utica yesterday. It is now officially official, and everybody kind of knew what was going on, but the man himself made it be known that he will be entering a primary with the Republican-endorsed candidate, Rob Cardillo. On the phone right now is Utica Comptroller Mike Seminaro. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
So how easy was this decision to make?
Mark, it was a decision that was made amongst family and friends. The culmination of all this was a result, Mark, of I was interested in running for the state assembly seat.
Right, yeah.
And as we were out and about soliciting support, the overwhelming theme of people that I was talking to was, yeah, Mike, that's nice. You're running for assembly. We'll back you. But you really should consider running for mayor. And I've been hearing this, Mark, for the last several years about the possibility of running for mayor. One elderly gentleman that I was sitting with having coffee one day basically looked me in the eye and said, Mike, you have all this experience. We're looking for someone that can basically do what needs to be done. He says, don't run for assembly. Run for mayor of the city of Utica. He says, Mike, this is what we want. And I looked at him. He was in his 80s, and I can see in his eyes he was very, very sincere. And we discussed it with our family because, Mark, you know yourself, this is a family decision.
Yeah, it really is.
We have all this wealth of experience. We have the know-how to, and like I said in my press release, our problems that we face, Mark, here in the city of Utica are not unique. They're faced all over, especially in the Northeast. Our problems are not insurmountable. They are fixable and doable. And you can do these, and you can fix these problems by working together. And I know you've heard that cliche 1,000 times, but it's important. You need a bond between the federal government, the state government, the county government, and it's there. You see it in Wisconsin. You see it in Ohio. People are pulling together to fix what needs to be fixed and move on. That's what we're going to do. We can solve our problems, whether you're talking the conditions of our streets, whether you're talking our housing stock market, whether you're talking our finances. All these problems are solvable and doable. And then once we can have that game plan and follow that game plan, now we can move forward and do the things that we want, the nice things, things that the city's been working on for years, Mark, the Harbor Project. Back in the early and mid-'80s, when I was councilman, back in the mid-'80s, we started with Marie Martin, who used to run the Village Inn at the time, and maybe before your time. We started a North Utica Merchants Association to explore the possibilities of the harbor. We did fantastic things up at the business park. These are the initiatives that you move forward with that will create the jobs and bring excitement back. The mayor has started beautiful projects down in Bank Square, in downtown. So these are the things you build on, and at the same time, you correct some of the problems that we've experienced, like all other cities in the Northeast and throughout the country have experienced because of the economic downturn. You address them at the same time. The team that is going to be in place at the time are going to be good people that have no access to grind. They have nothing to do but to solve the problems of these cities. They're excited. I'm excited, and we're going to move forward.
First day in office, what's your number one goal that you want to accomplish for the city of Utica?
I'm going to give you a little story, Mark. When I was asked by Mayor Julian to head the Department of Public Works, I gathered all the guys and gals at the Public Works together. We had a big meeting like 11 o'clock at night, and I said to them, and I looked them all in the eye, and I said, listen, you are the professionals. You know how to clean our streets. You know how to get things done. I looked to a Clyde Rotash and a Joe Mosk and all the people down there, the leaders, and I said, all I want from you is to do your job, and here's what we're going to do. I have three very simple rules, and I've told this story a million times, Mark. One, do your job. Two, do it to the best of your ability. And three, I want you to have fun doing your job so people will know you're proud to be an employee of the city of Utica and you're there to help. So the first thing I'm going to do is get my workforce up and running so that their number one goal is to do their job, help people, help organizations get the job done, and we're going to entertain not only the game plan that we're going to have in place, but we're going to draw upon all the ideas. Our children have left our city, Mark. They've gone to Tampa, Florida. Yeah. They've gone to New York City. They've gone to San Francisco. They have a wealth of ideas and experience that they want to give back to our community. So that's the message we're going to do from day one. We're going to solve our problems, move forward, and make our city the beautiful city that we know it can be.
Do you move forward with the mayor's, the current mayor's master plan as is?
No, not as is. There are a lot of good points in there. There are some points that we're going to have to take a second look. But the concept of, you know what the beauty part of the master plan, and it had nothing to do with the mayor. The beauty part of the master plan was it drew from so many different entities in the city. We had business people. We had housewives. We had blue-collar workers working on that master plan. These were ideas given by the people of the city. So those ideas, the core of those ideas are good, and we may change and tweak some. We may look at others much more seriously. But that's the beauty of that master plan. It had input of so many wonderful people.
Now, the average Utican right now, we're speaking with current comptroller Mike Seminaro, who announced that he will officially be entering a primary with the endorsed candidate Rob Cardillo. What would you say makes you qualified to be mayor?
Mark, I think actions prove themselves. I mean, we have been involved, like I said, since the early and mid-80s in this city with some wonderful, wonderful projects that we've put forth. Our track record is there. I'll stand up behind my track record and my game plan. But one of the themes that I've built through my whole career, whether I was a councilman, whether I was a DPW commissioner, whatever, I love working with people. I love helping people and organizations, and at the same time doing what's right for our city. So I think, and people realize that. I get the phone calls every day, Mark. People stop in and see me every single day. My office staff is amazed, the number of people that come and see me and talk to me every day for help, just to say hello. People know that I'm fighting for them, that I'm with them. I'm not, and again, I know you've heard this a million times, I'm not a politician. I'm Mike Seminaro, the same guy that's been here for all my life, 61 years. I was born here, born in the old St. Luke's Hospital over there. I'm not going any place. In fact, my granddaughter's coming up from Tampa, Florida to go to school here. We're so thrilled and proud that we're going to be staying in the area for a long, long time. That's the Mike Seminaro people know, and that's what they're going to get. That person that loves this area, that's been with them through thick and thin. I didn't leave Utica, New York. I stayed here, and I fought. And I fought hard to do what was right. And people know that, and they realize that. That's why they're behind me on this bid for mayor.
Now, you say that you've stayed in the city, and it's well known that Bob Cardillo, your opponent in the primary, left for a number of years and then came back. Do you feel comfortable going to the primary, and how much does it take away from not getting the party endorsement? Is that a big blow for you?
Let's clear up something about the party endorsement, Mark. The party endorsement would have been mine if I entered the race back 6 months, a year ago, and I did not. I entered the race very, very late, and the vote was all said and done before, and that's fine because I respect the process, and I know what a lot of the committee people told me, so I take that off the table. But let me tell you something about a primary, and this is the beautiful thing about a primary, okay? You get to tell your story early. Everyone now has to face the voters one-on-one. Primaries are good because it exposes, the people in the Republican Party now for us and on the Democratic side, but it exposes them to much more than they would without a primary. I look forward to a primary. To me, that's the way to go in this process. You never know, Mark. Who knows? There may be other people getting in between now and then.
I'm sure there will be.
Fine and dandy, but I know which direction I want to head the city. I know where I've been. I have the solutions to solve the problems, and I want people to hear that, and they'll hear it now quicker in a primary.
Well, you know, I like primaries also because it means job security for me, Mike. I'm looking
Mark,
for it.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, hey, man, I love it. I think it's important for people to have a choice. And,
well,
you know,
that's, you know, Mark, not for anything, but you know, sometimes, you know, a primary, it even gets you excited too, because a primary is more of a grassroots type of affair. And in a primary, you're out there in the grassroots level, where in the general election, a lot of times, you know, you do your advertising, you do your thing,
right,
and all that.
Yeah.
Primaries are different. They're on a grassroots level, and that's things that I like, and I relish that. I like the one-on-one.
Excellent. Mike Seminaro, good luck out there. It's going to be quite the season for political madness.
Mark, good luck to you. You're doing a nice job.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. That was current comptroller of the city of Utica, Mike Seminaro. He's made it official. He's kind of said what everybody knew, but he made it.